Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, and I'll be interjecting holiday safety tips throughout the show today because I noticed the lights going up and the trees getting trimmed and the menorahs getting candles placed inside them, and I'm thinking this is the time to do it. But as I do it, I'll also be interviewing quite a few guests today, starting with a very calming guest. Yes, that's right. Calm My Pet is what we're talking about. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hi, thank you.
So we've got Adam Dixon joining us from Atlanta, Georgia to talk about Calm My Pet. What is Calm My Pet?
So Calm My Pet is a combination of completely unscented calming essences. They're very unique because you can spray them on topically. They go into effect almost instantly. They're also completely 100% organic and natural. They're formulated by a holistic vet. We also have calming music. This is actually how the doctor who created Calm My Pet got her start. She actually donated calming music to shelters called the Rescue Animal MP3 Project. And now this music's in over 1,100 shelters nationwide. And on average, the shelters reported back 60 to 70% less barking with this specific calming music playing in the shelters. So that pushed her to create Calm My Pet with the unscented essences as well as the music.
Well, okay. Is this music different from just kind of, you know, regular calming classical music you might hear while getting a massage or bells and waterfalls or that kind of thing while you go someplace where they're trying to calm you down? Similar to that, or is it different?
Oh, it's definitely different. The music's actually is written by a sound therapist of 37 years, so it's made with specific tones and harmonies specifically for calming. If I had to describe it, I would compare it to a combination between spa and classical, but there's very subtle harmonies and tones made specifically for calming in animals.
So what do animals like?
In terms of the music?
Yeah, in terms of what tones are you saying are, you know, specifically calming for animals? And is it the same dogs and cats?
Yes, we use the same music for dogs and cats. It's definitely something that doesn't have any vocals in it. Like I said, something similar to spa or classical, a little combination of both, but it's very simple music. The people in the rescue shelters, even the volunteers and people working in the rescue shelters, felt that it was very calming for them as well, so they really enjoyed it.
So in your non-scented essences, I'm not sure I understand the premise. I thought the whole point of an essence was that the smell, like, say, in humans, peppermint would help us with headaches, or vanilla was supposed to be good for sex drive. There's different, you know, I can't remember exactly what they all are, but cinnamon has some properties, and I thought dogs and cats like different smells, and that's why we bought this stuff. Is that not the case?
These essences, that's essences are
like, I mean, stinky shoe, right? Essence, smell of poop, essence. I don't know. It could be awful for the human.
Yeah, people normally compare essences to smells, but that's not really the case. More so aromatherapy is with the smells, and we do offer a few aromatherapies, but our flagship products are these unscented essences, and they go in through the skin or they're ingested, so they're not smelled by the animal. And they're made with different plants, flowers, and gemstones that go into the skin to help giving them sort of a calming vibe in their energy field and in their presence.
You know, because I do wonder about that. Oftentimes I see products sold for animals that are lemon or citrus scented, and cats particularly really dislike that. And so I wonder, you know, who's it scented for exactly? Because if it's the smell like stinky shoe or the kinds of things that dogs are attracted to, or cats, I don't know, crawling insects,
yeah.
Hobbles,
I mean,
mice, you know. No, I don't want to smell that. So I get why you'd have a non-scented product that deals with this. So all the species can enjoy the product, and none of us have to find it horrible. I wonder, have you seen it work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've seen a lot of different times that it would work. We have a lot of different people with testimonials. Specifically, Dr. Fisher has been using this in her office for 5 to 10 years, and she definitely uses it on specific dogs that have to be muzzled normally. Actually, there was this one time very early in the company where she walked in on a dog that one of her clients had brought in. And normally it's very aggressive, need to be muzzled, and it was completely calm, just lying on the table. And Dr. Fisher was amazed. She's like, "What happened?" And the client apparently just saw one of the essences on the shelf, didn't ask, just sprayed her dog with it, and there was an unbelievable difference. Dr. Fisher was amazed.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, I've noticed some incredible results in my own, I guess they're a colony, I don't know, my own group of cats. I have rescue cats and foster cats and sort of cats coming and going occasionally. Sometimes my neighbor's cat comes, and that should produce all kinds of marking and stressing and going in the wrong places and fighting. And every time it gets a little intense, or I know it's going to because I have some adopted fosters coming in or something, I plug in a diffuser and it just works. And it sort of smells okay to me. Doesn't smell like anything really, but to the cats, it really hits where they need it. And I think sometimes we think we're all the same. We're not all the same. Cats
right.
and dogs need different things, right?
Yeah, and the difference in our products too is cats can be very, very sensitive to any type of smell. And we have a specific product called Calm My Cat, which is made specifically for cat stresses. So your meowing, your tense interactions between different cats. And since our product has absolutely no smell, it's easily accepted by all cats. You can even put it in their water bowl, so all of the cats in the household get it when they go take a drink. And it just helps sort of calm them, give them a calming essence, and, you know, have better interactions with each other.
So, okay, so you could spray it on your cat and then he licks it off? Or is it more of a dab? Like, how does this get applied?
It's a spray. I normally recommend for cats.
Cats don't like being sprayed, though, do they?
Exactly. So I usually recommend to spray it on your hand and pet it right into their fur.
Oh, or on the brush. That makes so much sense. Or if you see that your cat loves a particular spot on the cat scratch, spray it on there. That way, you know, where you see he's going to rub, right? That's the way to do
definitely.
It.
Or like I said, you can put it right in their water. It's important to put it on all the cats because even if one cat is being aggressive in a household, the other one will be stressed because of that. There's a lot of subtle signs of stress that we don't see in our animals. They're very sensitive, so it's very important.
Oh, yeah. And the one who is actually seems like the bully may be the victim. They may just act out when you're around, because when you're not around, they're getting the tar beat out of them and you just don't know it. So it's very easy to assume who's the bully. Or maybe that cat is never allowed to access to the litter box without a kerfuffle and it's tired of it. You know, there's a lot going on sometimes in multi-cat houses. So I think you're so right to say, you know, treat them all. Okay, so we're running out of time. Let's tell people how to get this, because not all of us are in Atlanta, Georgia. So what can they do, Adam? How can they get the products to get their pets a little less stressed out?
Oh, of course. So you can go to calmmypet.com, and we have a list of stores on our website under the stores tab where you can go. And if there's not any stores in your local area, you can order it right off our website as well.
Thank you very much for joining me today, Adam. That was Adam Dixon. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Deb.
Okay, have a great day. All right, everybody. So he's talking about stress. And some of you are going to have house guests. And some of you are going to relocate cat favorite spots and cat trees and cat scratching posts, cat feeding and litter patterns are going to have to shift while the house guests come. And what if you actually have someone who's allergic or so difficult, very anal person who's coming, and it makes your whole pet world have to change because everybody has to be on their most immaculate behavior and all shoved together in one basement area or something? Oh, that's going to be stressful. So you may want to start planning now. You may fill up those rooms with the pet-friendly people, so you just don't have room for those non-pet-friendly guests. That's part of my strategy. But no, you can also, if you have to accommodate them, well, there's a lot you can do. And I'll talk about that through the rest of the show, including if someone's really, really allergic to cats, have them have a designated room where their stuff and them gets to close the door and the cats aren't in there with their stuff. Cat can't get in and make a nice little bed in the closet with all their clothes they plan to wear and send them into a fit of sickness for Christmas. That's not the way to go. All right, so we're going to pay attention to candles and we'll be back. I'll be talking to our next guest on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more fleas and no more ticks with the No More Tick Spray. All natural, non-toxic, and even safe enough for you to use on yourself. It smells great. You have to try it. It really works. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.nomoreticks.com. Once again, nomoreticks.com. Your pet will love you for it. Go to nomoreticks.com. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. You can now bring your pets with you everywhere you go. That's right. Handmade, personalized jewelry featuring a photograph. Yes, a photograph of your loving pet. Dew's Jewelry offers bracelets, necklaces, keychains, and more. This beautiful jewelry not only makes a wonderful gift, but it's also a special way to memorialize a pet that has passed away. You have to see this. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.dewsjewelry.com. I'm going to spell it out for you again. www.dewsjewelry.com. Once again, that is D-O-O-S Jewelry. DOOSjewelry.com. Hop online and order your personalized jewelry today.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hey, pet lovers, you can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right, with Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. V-E-T-S-P-L-U-S M-O-R-E.com. Go to vetsplusmore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I am going to tell you about candles. Cats find them irresistible, so don't leave them lit. Do something else. If you're saying a prayer and you have to let the candle burn down, use little birthday cake candles, like a little kid's party, so you could stay in the room till the candle's done. Otherwise, use ornamental candles. Forget about real fire. Cats will find them. They'll singe their tails. They'll jump all over the place. They'll start a house fire. They'll do all kinds of crazy things with candles. People always act surprised at this, but it's a given. They love the look of the flame. And they seem to be oblivious to the fact that it will burn their tail, even older cats. So don't chance it. Forget about candles. Do not put them on the tree or in your wreath or in your ornament or on your table if you can't be there to watch them the whole time they're lit. And if you have kids in the combination with pets, that's especially true. I love candles, but you got to use them carefully. All right. So I will interject a few more of those holiday tidbits for keeping pets safe as we go. Like no chocolate, no chocolate, no chocolate, not on the tree, not under the tree, not in any of your decor, because the dog will find it. Forget about that. If you have to give chocolate, box it up, put it high up, out of reach, take it out just when you're giving it to the person, and then get them to take it to their car. That's how attractive chocolate with other things dogs like can be. Like nuts and raisins and all sorts. So just chocolate away. All right, we'll talk more on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. But right now, we have our second guest, Jane White. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, well, we were talking before we came on about weather because, of course, it's raining here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and not like light Florida lovely rain that hits you at 2 o'clock for 20 minutes in the summer. No, no, not like that. Like cold, brutal, windy, wet, dark, day gets short rain as we hang up our Christmas lights. And you're telling me you're calling me from Florida. How nice that must be.
I am in Grand Island, Florida, and today we hit 70 degrees. It has been in the 80s all last week.
Oh, yeah. See, putting up the Christmas lights would feel different without the gloves and the hat and the hot chocolate. And I don't know. I could get used to it. Yeah, I could get used to it. So, okay. So I know you've got Pet Creations by Jane, if people want to look at it while we're talking. And what's unique about your Pet Creations?
Okay, Pet Creations, I created it about 2 years ago, and everything is designed and made by me. I do have now picked up a couple of outside vendors, but I am predominantly selling through Pet Creations by Jane. Etsy.com, and I'm most everything on Etsy is made and designed by me. And it is, if anybody is wanting to know about Etsy, it is for handcrafters. And I'm doing almost all my business through Etsy at this time. I do a couple of the amazing pet shows, but at this point, I'm more accustomed. I make satin dresses for dogs for weddings. My goal is to locate unique fabrics and patterns, and I make from everything from a teacup all the way up to, I just made a collar for a 150-pound Rottweiler.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay, weddings. You just threw in a whole bunch of cute stuff at me. Dresses for dogs. Oh, I don't know what to deal with first. Okay, what's the most unusual item that you've ever made?
Well, the one would have been the 2-inch wide by 42-inch long. It was a Marine logo dog collar for his 150-pound Rottweiler. One of the other things I do is the satin dresses with the lace skirt. And this summer, I have been making those for English Bulldogs. And most of those are in the large, mediums all the way up to an extra large in width.
So that's just funny. Those people have a big sense of humor to put a squish-faced, drooly dog like that in a fancy, pretty dress.
Well, they're so ugly, they're cute. And this way they match. My harnesses are unique in the fact, if you look at a lot of the dog dresses that are out there, they use Velcro. And Velcro is going to catch the dog hair. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to put a German Shepherd into a Velcro fastener. Where mine are act as a harness, it has the buckle on it. They can be requested with a metal buckle if you feel like, if you need it. And so you get the benefits of having a harness, but it, for the girls, it's frilly and pretty. For the boys, I try to find the unique things like soccer balls or bass fish or something to make it fun.
Oh, that's very cool. So where else do you sell? You sell online, I guess. That's what you're telling us now,
yeah.
Right? Pet Creations by Jane. Do you also sell where you get to see the dogs trying them on? Does that happen?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I was just at a market today where, and then we're going to be doing the Family Motor Coach Association show in Perry, Georgia in March. And one of my stipulations is that I have to be next to a door so that people can sneak their dog in and we can try on the dresses. And almost everybody, when you place an order with me, I want to know the belly measurement of the dog and I want to know the breed of dog. So I have an idea of what kind of dog this is going to fit, and I can tailor it to that. You know, we can take an inch here or add an inch there, so it's going to custom fit and fit your dog the way you want it to.
I have a problem with that as a person. You know, they seem to assume, no, really, like nylons, trying to get pantyhose to fit. I don't know who they're sized for, but it's never the height. It's like you're supposed to be... I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking with height and weight proportions, and you can't order separately. Like jeans.
Definitely.
Jeans make sense. You could order the waist and you could order how long it is, and then that will fit you. But everything else, it's sort of like you're assumed to have a certain waist for a certain length. And the same with the dog products. You know, it says Doberman and it's supposed to fit every Doberman. Well, some Dobermans are 90 pounds and some are 60. So how's that going to work?
Yeah, and one of the things I kind of cater to is, okay, if you have a dachshund, you're going to need the collar or the harness to fit differently than, say, for a Doberman. And I like to have, if you can, give me the back measurement from where the neck bone is all the way down to where you, say, on my skirt, where you want the skirt to fit. Because, and now I'm getting, so I'm adding more and more length because the dogs are longer. And, you know, what's going to fit a beagle is not going to fit a dachshund the same way. You get into some of the chest measurements. You get into the dachshund with the wide chest or the bulldog. And a lot of times I'll do a large in the straps, but I have to do an extra large in the belly so it will fit them just right. And when they do get by a harness, they want to make sure that they can slide two fingers between the harness and the dog's belly. And that's going to be just the right width, so it's not sloppy, but it's going to fit them good. And one of the
hardware matters, right? Whether you're wearing it under or over, how it, does it have, you know, that affects, because all of those long-bellied dogs, they don't really, you can't put them on a neck collar if they're not impeccably trained without them hurting themselves. So you have to have a harness. And that means you have to have an outfit that works.
Yes. Well, I have a 16-year-old Jack Russell. And if anybody's familiar with Jack Russells, they have a very, very soft throat. If I put her in a collar, she's coughing continuously. And you're putting that pressure against the throat so that you could eventually damage the throat. Well, my harnesses are all designed so then they're not hitting that throat. They're hitting the chest bone or the traditional harness, or they're coming down the shoulders. And this way you've got the control of the dog, but that they're comfortable. And one of the nice things with fabric is it's soft, so it's not going to rub and irritate their skin. So, and I get a lot of my customers saying, oh, these are so soft and comfortable. We just love them. You know, they can throw them in the wash machine. They want, you know, they're 100% cotton. They're machine washable. And they're just, you know, they last a long time.
Nice. You know, Jack Russells, to me, they're the worst of dogs and the best of dogs. It's always extreme. I've never met one who was just down the road. They're usually middle of the road. They're usually coming to me because they bit the nanny, they bit the owner, they bark and fight over food, they don't like the stroller. You know, some excessive list. Or best dog ever. Best dog ever. Take him everywhere we go. You know, it's never just, he's okay. No.
It's a lovely relationship.
Yes. Oh, yes. And when they're bad, they're sort of like that Gremlin movie. When they're bad, they're really, really bad. They're very good at being bad when they're bad.
Oh, well, ours, like, you know, we had to, when we leave, we have to shut the door in the bedroom because she'll go in and she'll pee in the middle of the bed because we didn't take her with us. Because
you just don't like
and
that.
And then we said that after this happened, we found out she had a bladder infection.
You see, so, and then you know, she gets stressed. And sometimes that happens. If your dog or cat all of a sudden starts peeing where it shouldn't or peeing in a weird way, take it to the vet. Okay, everybody, that was Jane White. We have to go to break. I'm sorry to say, Jane, thank you for coming. Pet Creations by Jane. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk. I'll pause Pet Talk Radio with our next guest and more tips.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hey, pet lovers, this is something I want to share with you. Canine massage. Yeah, learn how to massage your dog with Dr. Sue Furman. Check out Dr. Furman's online classes for the benefits of massaging your dog. Help make your dog healthy. This is where I want you to go. HolisticTouchTherapy.com. A healthy dog is a happy dog. I'll repeat her website. You go to HolisticTouchTherapy.com. Learn how to bond with your best friend and pet with purpose. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting. And very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. New health equals new life. By giving your pets a 100% natural jerky treat using 100% human-grade ingredients. Family-owned, made, and sourced in the USA. No chemicals, no additives, high in protein and grain-free limited ingredients jerky treats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.newhealthpet.com. Turkey, chicken. Wow, chicken, an apple, and sweet potato jerky treats for your dog. Created to be high in vitamins and minerals, but low in fat. Incredible. Just go to newhealthpet.com. Once again, newhealthpet.com. Your pet will love you for it. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Super Essentials, your pet's best friend. Super Essentials is an immune system builder for all the animals. 100% human-made ingredients and made in the USA. Promotes longevity, increases energy, builds healthy joints and strong bones. It builds a solid foundation for excellent health for dogs and cats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.MotherEarthPet.com. To learn so much more about this product. My producer uses it for his pets and for himself as well. That is MotherEarthPet.com. A happy pet is a healthy pet. The site again, www.MotherEarthPet.com.
Hey,
Smart Animal Talk on All Plus Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf. And if you want more of me, it's debwolf.ca. I did have new puppies born last Sunday. Yes, I did. Yes. And they're so cute. 8 of them was girl, 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 boy. That was my litter. That was my experience for hours on the at the side of, you know, the puppy bed with the puppy mama. And I just kept looking at her like, seriously, another girl? Really? 7 brides for 1 brother. But they are gorgeous standard poodle puppies. And they're all over our Facebook Camp Good Dog site. Or you can find them through debwolf.ca. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you a couple more of those Christmas keep the pet safe tips. One of them is, do not buy that chemical stuff for your Christmas tree. The stuff that's supposed to make it last long or smell good, and you put it in the base and it's all chemicals. It's really, really, really toxic to pets. So if you have to do something like that, just add some sugar to some water and change it more often. Or pour a little tiny amount of Gatorade into the water that you're using. That way, if the pets get into it, they're not getting a mouthful of aspirin or chemicals or worse. Okay, so now we have our third guest. This is something called Green Hippies. What a great name. Green Hippies. Green Hippies. Did she bring a guitar?
How you doing?
Hi, Rita. Rita Padul coming to us from Green Hippies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so flattered to be here. Thank you.
Well, okay, so you've got organic products for pets. What have you got for us today?
Well, we handcraft organic pet conditioning shampoo, organic pet healing skin repair spray, as well as organic pet flea and tick spray right now. So that's what we're working on. We did it for the humans, and we believe that the pets needed it also.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that trail, how you got from human to pets and where you went and how you got there. But in the meantime, okay, ticks and fleas, you're in Florida, right?
We sure are, and we have ticks, fleas, bugs, mosquitoes, a little bit of everything. So
I've never encountered it like it is there. I mean, it's just no dead season. There's no freeze-off. It's just relentless, and they evolve and evolve and evolve. So what are you using in this product that makes it work?
Well, right now in the flea and tick, believe it or not, catnip, they have discovered, is actually better than DEET and, of course, not toxic. So,
wow. It's gentle enough that they even use it in certain ways for tea for babies who don't sleep. It's really mild.
Yeah.
It's a mint.
So, you know, between that, frankincense, and some wonderful essential oils, that, you know, will do it. And they don't need any pesticides or alcohols and, you know, bad, toxic, harsh ingredients going into their skin. So,
does it make the cats behave strangely?
You know what? We haven't had any issue. My sister-in-law is the one that has the cat, and she has not. It's not a humongous toxic dose. So no, it doesn't. We've had people that have used it on themselves as bug repellent, and they say they haven't had issues with their cats, you know, going crazy on them. So no, it's a nice formula, well balanced.
Okay. So what's different about your products than some of the stuff out there?
Well, we only use certified organic or wild-crafted plant and seed-based. There's no synthetic ingredients, no GMOs, no pesticides, no alcohols, no petroleums, no sulfates. You know, nothing that's going to be harsh or dangerous or toxic to your animal, because their skin, just like humans, is their largest organ. So whatever you put on their skin, it's going to go into their bloodstream, their brain, their organs. So we want them to be just as safe as we are and as healthy as we are.
So this is for dogs and cats. Is it for any other pets?
Well, we, like I said, we live on a farm. So I have personally used it on my goats, on my chickens, on my rabbits also, with great success. We even use it on ourselves, on our scratches and our cuts. So it is. We've used it on an array of animals, not just dogs.
Okay, so we'll tell people first, please, Rita, how they can get the product and how they can look at it while we keep talking. How can they go online to check it out?
They can go to thegreenhippies.com, and they can order right there, or they can call our local number. We don't have an 800 yet. They can call that. That's also online. And then they can also get a 10% discount because, you know, they are your audience, so they can get a 10% discount if they put radio on their promo code on top of that.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get here on this little farm in Florida, and where'd you come from?
Well, we came from Miami, Florida, the big city, and we just decided we need to go back to simple, basic living. And we live on 21 acres, grow our food. You know, we have free-range chicken, free-range goats, raw goat milk, all that stuff. So we produced body care for us, and then we decided, wait a minute, our animals need this too. They don't need the pesticides, the alcohols, all this toxic ingredient in their in their diets and in their body. So we came up with this with the help of, I have a pathologist friend, so we kind of, you know, put heads together, and over, you know, about a year, we came up with all these formulas, and they are working wonderfully.
That's really cool. How many goats have you got?
Right now, I have 8 goats, and I milk one of them. So I make my goat cheese and yogurt and all that great stuff.
What I did that years ago, not very often, just a few times, but I was surprised at how easy it is. How
it sure
the
is.
Ingredients aren't
it
very
is.
Aren't very complicated,
it with three
and it tastes like it's
cheese.
Supposed to the first
yes.
time you do it.
Exactly,
it's actually
exactly.
not like rocket science.
No, it's not. It's pretty simple. It's just taking the time to do it.
I was surprised at that because I've made harder recipes, you know, for baking Christmas stuff
yes,
than that. It was really, really easy.
Exactly.
I think it was vinegar, was it, that I put
yeah.
in the milk?
Well, I use enzymes and cultures, but you can use just vinegar and that will do it.
And then it just separates, and there you have cheese, like that fancy $8 tiny little speck of cheese you get at the store that says goat's milk cheese.
There you go, and it's nice raw.
And if you, and if you want to flavor it, you could do it with regular cheese too, milk too. You could do it with regular milk and make your own. But maybe people don't want to make their own. Maybe they want to get your products for their pets.
There you go.
And then they go to your website. So do you want to give it out again?
Yes, thegreenhippies.com.
Okay, so tick and flea shampoo that's been tried and tested in Florida, of all places, where the ticks and fleas never die, on dogs and cats, and has ingredients like catnip, which we all know is good for animals and easy for them to tolerate. So that's terrific, Rita. Okay, do you have a billy goat? I'm just asking for personal reasons. Do you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You see, I can't handle a billy goat. I end up having to have a good friendship with someone with one. And send my girls away once a year because I don't like – don't you find you smell him no matter where he is on your property?
Well, really, that's only during breeding season. And so that's usually just a week or two. And then after that, that goes away and we're all happy. So
because it's something else, that smell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
For that week or it's so, like, it's interesting.
It's a bad one. It's a really bad one. And the female goats, they smell like tiny little horses. They smell really good. Like
yes,
hay,
they do. They
you know,
do.
How can they possibly be married to that
I know,
odorous
huh?
creature?
But it works.
And
it
the
works.
Habits of him, too. I mean, is your billy goat as rude as mine was?
They all are. They're Casanovas. They got to do what they got to do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, maybe we'll talk more about that in the future. We've run out of time, and we've told you how you can order. We've told you what to get, and you'll be using something natural because, you know, you don't want your cat or dog plagued with scratching and scabs and unpleasantness, and there's a lot of scares on the market right now with some products. We spoke about that last week. So, you know what? Try something all natural. It could work for you. It could solve a lot of your problems. Thank you for joining us today, Rita.
Thank you so much, Deb. Great. Thank you. Live green, live healthy.
All right. Okay, everybody. Well, yes, I'm calling from Camp Good Dog. As you all know, if you want to check it out, go to Camp Good Dog on Facebook or dubwolf.ca. And it's very green here with all the rain. All right, everyone. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio continues after the break.
I'm your doggy. And I love you, and you know that I really do.
Hey, pet lovers, you have to see this. Unique custom pet portraits. I mean unique. These are really cool. You can now have your furry children look like a king, a queen, plus so much more. Make them the leaders of the world. There's nothing like this. It's a must, especially for the holidays. This is what I want you to do. go to therenaissancepet.com. I'll spell it for you. The, therenaissance pet.com. Therenaissancepet.com. The Renaissance Pet Portraits for the pets who has it all. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more odors. By using Odor Cleanse, that's right, Odor Cleanse in a bottle, that is, O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odor Cleanse completely eliminates pet odors and also odors commonly associated with pets, ranging from wet dog smell to that dreaded skunk spray odor. It is non-toxic and safe to use around your pets and family and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. For more information, go to odorcleanse.com. That's O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odorcleanse.com. Hey, pet lovers. Now you can simply wash your pet's filthy collars and leashes. Introducing Launderleash, a padded, porous laundry bag designed to get rid of those nasty germs. Simply zip up your pet's collar and leash in Launderleash and toss it in with your next load of laundry. Wow, no more soaking or spending money to replace them. This is what I want you to do. Go to launderleash.com, LaunderLeash.com. At last, an easy way to get rid of the bacteria and germs on the dirtiest pet product we all own, Launderleash. Hey, pet lovers, are your cats giving you problems? Well, we have a solution for you. Contact Dr. Marcy Kosky. She is a certified feline trainer and behaviorist with more than 20 years' experience. She specializes in helping cat lovers whose out-of-control cats are turning their lives and homes upside down. Go to her website, felinebehaviorsolutions.com. Her site is www.felinebehaviorsolutions.com. She will help you locally as well as long distance. Contact her now. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Preen Pets, 100% natural dog treats made and sourced in the USA. Positively no chemicals and no additives. Treats, sticks, and bones made with chicken, fish, pork, turkey, beef, and vegetables. Wow, and vegetables. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.preenpets.com. That is PREENPETS.com. Give your furry children the best nutrition for a long and healthy life. Go to preenpets.com. Your pets will love you for it. Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And before we go on with the show, I just want to say, because I got this news bulletin from someone in Toronto, Ontario, just north of the city, a place called Vaughan, and they want everybody to know that the news reporting that's going on is not covering to the full extent the problem there. So you probably have seen, if you're anywhere in Canada, you probably have seen the odd coverage of some dogs dying because they got into tainted kibble or tainted treats left, it seems, on purpose at bus stops, at public places, dog parks. But they're saying it's huge. They're saying it's happening in bigger numbers. So if you live in Vaughan, Ontario, keep your dog on leash. If your dog is the kind of dog, nose to the ground, eats everything, then you may want to put it in the car and drive somewhere else to go for walks for the next couple of weeks till this is resolved, or muzzle it so it can't be eating things it finds under the snow when it snows. I know it hasn't snowed yet, but that's going to be a further problem. So make sure your dog's not out of sight. Make sure it's always on leash. If you're anywhere where this could be happening, not in someone you trust closed yard, I hate to tell you this, but be careful. I'd rather tell you than have you get hurt. And it's Thorncliffe and Park Drive and the Vaughan, Ontario area. Okay, everybody, so we're on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we have Dave Ratner with us, and we are going to talk in the last segment more about the holidays.
For Christmas? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Yes. There used to be this bumper sticker, Dave, that said pets are not for Christmas. And I want to argue that in the final segment. But before we get to that, let's talk about allergies, because you brought it up and I think it's a great topic. So we have Dave Ratner with us, and we're going to talk about allergies. Dave's petfood.com, if you want to check out what he's got. And so... kick off, Dave. What have you got to say about pet allergies?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. So I also own 7 pet stores in Western Massachusetts, so I hear this every single day. Customers will walk into the store and say, I think my dog has a food allergy, and I usually hear it more with dogs than cats. So we'll say to them, well, what is your dog allergic to? Well, we think it's allergic to this, that, or the other thing. The problem is you can't really tell what your dog is allergic to unless there are tests that you can do. But what I find happens most often is, let's say they go through the test and the veterinarian says, okay, the dog is allergic, let's pick a protein. The dog is allergic to chicken. So they'll come in and they want a food that doesn't have chicken and stuff. But here's what you have to understand. In order to figure out if it is allergic to that protein, you need to keep the dog or cat on a really strict diet. That means you can't give any treats with chicken in it. You can't give anything remotely anywhere on the label that says chicken on it, because you're going to blow the whole discovery process.
And so, it may be hidden, right? It may be further down the label in the tiniest of print, chicken meal or meat meal or something that you don't even know what it is, but that's what it is.
Correct. And I will tell you, after 40 years of being in the pet business, the biggest culprit of food allergies is wheat. So, and this drives me crazy, and probably some of the listeners do this, and they're going to slap themselves in the head and say, you're right, I do that. Is they come in and they buy really expensive grain-free food, and then they give the dog biscuits.
Oh, I see that all the time at the boarding kennel. I run this boarding kennel.
Right. And guess what? And, the first or
and
second
the dog
ingredient.
Has this like huge health chart, all these meds and vitamins and special foods, and then they buy like the bargain discount box of crapola, dyed the color of the holiday season, and they send that along and say, put this in his meal every day. I want to add to the writing, to guarantee continued skin problems.
Right. So first thing, and I'll tell you, I used to have a 100-pound German Shepherd. If I gave that dog two biscuits, the poor girl had diarrhea. So stay away from wheat if you're, and this is not for all dogs, obviously, because millions of dogs don't have food allergies, and my guess is more of the allergies are environmental than they really are food related. And if that's why you have to go through this test, because you can go drive yourself crazy trying to find the right food for the poor animal, and he's always scratching, or he's rubbing, or he's licking, he's doing something, and it's not the food, it's environmental.
So is this similar to, you got a kid who's allergic and they take the kid's shirt off and they stick the back with a bunch of different needles and they keep track of what was stuck where and then they see if it swells? Is that what you're talking about with a dog or a cat?
No, there's some, if you go online, there's actually a test that if you Google food allergy tests, there's actually a couple of tests that you can do. So the other thing is that I have to tell listeners is it doesn't, if you find out that the dog is allergic to XYZ protein, it doesn't cure overnight. So if you take him completely off, let's pick on chicken, if you take the poor guy off chicken completely, it's not going to, whatever the symptoms were, is not going to clear up overnight. It takes a while for it to get out of the system. And so folks get impatient.
Yeah. Well, and I've never heard of a test. What I've heard of is trials, where you have to literally wean your dog off everything else but one main ingredient.
you can do that, but there are
so hard,
which to me makes sense. But there are also tests, and then I've read on other sites that these tests aren't 100% accurate. But so this is what I would
right. The trials are hard, though, because to make your dog 100% compliant with a certain diet,
it's hard.
If you've got more people in the house, someone accidentally tosses him their pizza crust, and you're off track for the next treatment. You got to start over.
So if you know that you've been feeding your dog XYZ, and the dog is having symptoms, so you look on the bag, you see what the proteins are in there, because it's usually proteins that the dogs are allergic to. So then you go to a limited ingredient food and treat that doesn't have any of those proteins in it. But you're right. If there's kids or someone else, you know, feeding the dog under the table or something, then all bets are off.
I even had a neighbor once who used to toss his scraps over the fence, and I didn't catch it for quite a while, you know.
Yep.
But, so I would have thought, and maybe people out there would have thought this too, that corn would have been the problem.
No.
No. Sometimes you get told it's the preservatives. It's not the actual chicken or the meat. It doesn't matter. It just the dog needs to be cooked for. You need to give him rice and chicken.
I'm not going to say no to preservatives, because if you have a million dogs, somebody's going to be allergic to the preservatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest ones are wheat. And here's the deal with corn. Just my prediction. If someday people will realize what a great source of carbs that corn really is. And at some point, if people go on the internet and don't read what, I'll use the word internet experts say, but read what real nutritionists say about finely ground corn, they'll see that it is a wonderful source of a great food for animals. How's that for a shocker?
Well, I think I've run out of time, and I have to go to break and come back. That
Good.
Is
We like
a shocker.
To shock them at the end.
Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be back in a second to talk more about that. All right, stay tuned.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Hey pet lovers, listen up. I would like to introduce you to Lenstatin. If your pet has failing eyesight due to cataracts, then you need to check this out. Lenstatin, the world's only cataract protection developed by Dr. Scott Tunis, board-certified ophthalmologist and a nationally recognized expert in cataract surgery. Lenstatin, a human source supplement made right here in the USA that you can even use for yourself. For more information, go to Lenstatin.com. That's Lenstatin, Lenstatin.com. If you tell them that All Paws sent you, you will receive 10% off their already low prices. So go to Lenstatin.com today. Your pet will thank you.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Hey, pet lovers. Have you had this problem? Did you ever lose your keys in your purse or in your pockets? Looking for a better way to carry your dog treats when walking your pet? Or, and this is a big one for me, looking for a better and safer way to carry your phone? Well, stop looking. The hip clip and pocket accessory is for you. Go to hipclips.com. I'm going to spell it for you. HIPKLIPS.com. Hipclips.com. The best way to carry your everyday personals.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Gerard Lariat, creator of the best aromatherapy pet care, has something great for your pets. All natural and 100% biodegradable products recommended by veterinarians. It comes in 5 distinctive scents for shampoos, sprays, and candles, and it will help your pet relax and have plenty of energy at the same time. This is what I want you to do. Go to puppyprimp.com. That is PUPPYPRIMP.com. Puppyprimp.com. Your pet will love you for it. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I told you already, if you want to see those 8 newborn puppies, you just go to Facebook Camp Good Dog, or you can look it up through debwolf.ca, where I'll be starting to offer some special deals that you can't get anywhere else, and some great pictures, some great things there. Okay, so we're talking to Dave, and we're talking about his stores and Christmas. That's what I want to talk about now. Hanukkah, Christmas, holidays, whatever you're celebrating, if you're tempted to buy pets or people with pets gifts, sometimes I think people are suckers. Dave, I walk through the pet store and I see this stuff and it's like garbage, but it happens to be arranged to look like a reindeer, or it's decorated with a fuzzy red bow. And I think, who is falling for that? Or it's actually dyed red or dyed green. Like, their dog doesn't know that it's dyed red or green. So how could people make smart choices and still get into the whole spirit with gift giving for pets?
Well, you know, so there's a bunch of things that we try and tell our customers. There's certain things that are great, especially in your neck of the woods. You know, clothing is a great Christmas gift. And, you know, especially for short-haired dogs. So there are just some unbelievably cool jackets and sweaters and coats and raincoats. So that, to me, that's a pretty cool gift. What I try to tell my folks to stay away from is too many treats and too many snacks, unless they're buying 100% protein snacks like chicken strips or real meat treats or something like that. And then what the biggest waste of money in the history of the world is vinyl dog toys. Complete waste of money, because the dogs go through them in about a second and a half.
Yeah. And squeaky ones for big dogs.
Yeah,
you're just risking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're risking that squeak
yeah.
gets stuck
yep.
in them, and you got to get it out
yep.
of there.
Yep.
That's
$1,000. We sell a ton of, and I love these, interactive toys for cats. So it's not just a toy that you throw on the ground, but they're ones that they're on almost like a stick, a little thing that you can play with the cat, with laser
yes.
beams and stuff, and you really get to interact with the cat, which is great exercise for the cat, and it's just, you know, it's stimulating. It's great stuff.
You know, one of my favorite guests, Dusty Rainbolt, she's a cat expert, wrote the book Cat Wrangling Made Easy. She always says, cats don't want a playmate, they want a preymate. You have to pretend you're prey, or your
yep.
cat's not into it. So don't think, oh, my cat doesn't like to play, or my cat doesn't like me, my cat doesn't like toys. Uh-uh. He likes to pretend that he's hunting. So
right.
find something, make something, do something with
yep.
him, so he gets
yep.
to hunt you. He gets to stalk and track and pounce on the toy. So
yep.
it should be something like you're suggesting that comes with a long extension, so your
yep.
hand and the cat's attack are far away from each other.
Yes. this is a very good point.
Yeah, because that's what he's going to do. And you can't get upset with it. That's what he's going to do. He is going to come out all claws and teeth and just nail that pretend spider bird mouse thing.
Yeah, and you know what else is a really good, very inexpensive present for cats is those cardboard scratching posts.
Well, like okay, I've had mixed luck with that. I find if my scratching post isn't 4 feet high and about 3 feet long, my cats don't use it.
Oh, really?
You find the little ones work?
Well, we sell zillions of them.
Really?
Zillions of them.
Okay.
You know, we also have the largest cat tree in the world in one of my stores. I'll have to send you a picture.
Well, see, cat trees do work, and they do like those tall, big things, but you got to put them where the cat's going to... You can't hide them away in the basement. It's
no,
got to be
put
in a
where it's not going to fall over if the cat's jumping all over it.
And it has to be where the action is, or there's no point. It's kind of like a marking post for the cat. He's telling the world he's there. It has to be where someone's going to get the message.
Yep. So here's another tip for the dog people who are buying for dogs. I love antlers and split elk because the dogs can never chew off a chunk of it and choke on them. So they're completely safe. The dogs, you know, will chew on them for hours. They're a great toy that you can let them chew for a little while, take it away, go, and they're expensive when you buy them, but they just last forever. And I think those are
Whereas
fabulous.
Opposed to rawhide, which ends up, have a long-haired dog, it ends up in their hair.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
Well, it's not only that. I never gave my dogs rawhide because I was always afraid they would chew off a little chunk and get it caught.
Yeah, and then it can swell. I've had that. Yep. I've heard of that with some of my customers.
Yep.
But mostly, it just gets this sticky, gooey, this mush that ends up in bedding in their fur. It's so gross.
Yep.
So
and
I would imagine... I would recommend stay away from the rawhide. Go for actual real things that your dog's supposed to eat in the world, not stuff manufactured and treated.
Right. So can you bring your cats live mice and let them in the house?
Well, I wouldn't go that far,
huh?
But I would say that you can give a cat a little bit of fish or a little bit of meat once in a while, a little bit of butter off your finger. The lactic acid will help break up the fur balls your cat has. He'll lick it right off your finger. I mean, there's some things that we eat that cats like. So you don't have to just use packaged food. But dogs particularly, they like a lot of our veggies and meat.
Do we have time for 2 seconds just to talk about actually giving a live pet for Christmas?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we started the segment by talking about dogs for Christmas.
Yep.
And, you know, I always thought... It's true. You don't want people to think of dogs as expendable. Like after the holidays, you're done. That's not the idea. But if your family's really researched it and you're really ready, you're not giving it to, you know, your ex-wife without letting her know. You're not saddling someone with the burden of pet care that isn't able because maybe their condo doesn't allow them. You know, you really are ready. Well, isn't Christmas a great time to get a pet because it's the family's home, wouldn't you say?
You bet.
Yeah.
So I always didn't think it was a great time because of all the stress and all the stuff that's going on in the house. And the folks who ran the biggest shelter in Western Massachusetts came out with this thing and said, Christmas is the best time to get a puppy because everybody's home and it's the best time, or kitten, to socialize them. They'll get plenty of attention. They get everything that a puppy needs. So
they meet everybody. They get to know the house rules.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean... Christmas may be a tense time at times for certain members, but it's also a time of joy and love and greeting and family and all the things the pet wants. So I don't know. I think it's a great time if you're ready, if you truly researched it.
And for folks, it's also a great time to buy, and so I'm a big fan of this, an aquarium or a hamster or not so much hamsters and gerbils, but a guinea pig for kids to get them into... to get them to know what it's like to take care of real, live, living things.
If you are thinking of getting a puppy or a kitten, and you can, you know, maybe you've decided that Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, or the holiday of Hanukkah isn't exactly the time. Maybe you have guests or plans or a trip. What you can do is make all the arrangements. Select your puppy or kitten. ideally, you'd rescue somebody from somewhere and give a stuffy with a note explaining and a website and a picture. And now your kids get to still take that holiday to Mexico or see grandma or have Christmas, and they know what's coming, you know, Fluffy's coming. Right?
Yeah,
that's a good Christmas.
And it never works to wrap the puppy and put him under the tree the night before Christmas. It just never works.
No. You can't exactly give him like that. The surprise has to be orchestrated better.
Oh, I got it.
But you do have to, you know what? Christmas trees and puppies and kittens are not a good match. So if you do have glass ornaments, they get put away. If you do have a tree that's always been freestanding, you might have to anchor it to the ceiling. There's some things you have to think about. And the kittens, especially cats and kittens, will find that tree. So you may have to lock the cats in a room where they're safe, or the tree in a room where it's safe, or plan to be around, or hang it with things they can't hurt. Because I've had my kittens climb all the way up and down a Christmas tree. They just think it's the best indoor toy. And it's not always ideal for, you know, grandmother's handed down glass heirloom ornaments.
Right.
Or chocolate or popcorn or all the things that dogs and cats will want. If you want them away from the tree, keep the things they want away from the tree. So what would be your suggestion for people if they don't have a big budget, but they want like to make a real wow when they come to the door and they hand the person the gift for their dog or the gift for their cat? What's a good goodbye?
You know, again, I'm just all for the inexpensive interactive toy for cats. It can even be, we sell a zillion of these little circles that have like a ping pong ball in the middle of them that track these little round tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them in any of the pet stores. Cats will play with that for hours. They can't get the ball out of the little track, and they just hit it and bat it and try to get it, right? Because it's like prey, trying to catch prey. And those are very inexpensive. And for dogs, you know, I love the Kong line of stuff. Those are great presents. But again, my favorite is, you know, an antler.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
and what a Christmassy feel. Tie a big red bow around it.
Yeah.
Walk in the door with that. The dog will greet you. For sure the dog will greet you.
Yeah,
the
and
dog
a lot
will
of
know
dogs
it's for
like
him.
The split ones better because they can get right to the marrow.
Say that again, sorry?
A lot of the dogs like the split antlers.
Oh.
Because they're split so they can get right to the marrow. They can get right to the tastiest part.
But you have to kind of know your dog's jaw. If you've got the Mastiff, the Rottweiler, even the Standard Poodle, their jaws are incredibly strong. So probably the full is more to their liking. But if you got a little Shih Tzu Yorkie, it's going to be dragging this around. It's going to be bigger than it. You probably want to go with
shepherds, and we do the splits.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I'd put my Standard Poodle jaws against your German Shepherd jaws any day. But yeah, that's just me. It's the retriever thing, right? They're able to hold a duck that's struggling.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a whole other.
My shepherds are babies. So.
They figured out that shepherds, in about 10 years ago, maybe 15 now, when they did that genetic research, it was quite shocking. I didn't find it shocking from a training perspective because German shepherds never seemed to be like the Dobies and the other guard dog types. But they did find genetic proof that they're not. They're part of the herding group, like the Blue Heeler,
sure.
the Border Collie. They're really, really not guard dogs. No.
Herding dogs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, my Blue Heeler that I rescued last spring is now sporting a Christmas bandana. So if anybody wants to look at him and see how he's adjusting, check him out at Camp Good Dog Facebook, where you'll also find the 8 new puppies, the stars of the show, of course, newborn little puppies.
Is he not? He's not wearing the antlers?
No. Well, you know what? I do that. But when I dress dogs up, I do it quick, take a picture, and then take it off again. And I think for people listening out there, if you want your dogs and cats to like dressing up, make it fast, make it happy, get it off them, because they really don't want to wear this stuff. But they'll post for a picture if you're happy and positive and you give them a treat and you make it short.
Right. And then when you take them to the dog park and they're all together, they all talk about their owners. Can you believe what she made me do? So you got to be careful.
Well, and a sweater at the dog park is not the greatest thing necessarily. It can become a tug-of-war toy for other dogs. So
yeah, absolutely.
Let your dog be naked when he goes for the romp and then dress him for the way there and the way back. He's going to run when he's out in the field with his buddies anyway.
Yep.
Okay, everybody. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio. And thank you very much, Dave.
Yep. See you next week.
Where do they go online to see your stuff?
Davespetfood.com.
There we go. All right, everybody.
Thank you.
Be safe. Be safe and smart in your shopping. And I'll get back to you next week from Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Be good, dear animals. And anytime you're near-